members.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. And the Sergeant-at-Arms will be instructed to bring in the absent members. Today's prayer is being offered by Reverend Carl M. Nielsen from the Arlington Hills United Methodist Church in Maplewood. And following the prayer, please remain standing for the pledge.
Let us be in a spirit of prayer. God of all, make us mindful that we have been lifted up to be servants of the people. We gather in the midst of humbling challenges and unparalleled opportunity. Clear away the clutter and the trivial distractions as you open our hearts and minds to the new realities and yet unseen potential before us. Help us to not only speak truth, love, hope, and justice, but to nurture these high ideals in debate and action so that what we do here today may be worthy of remembering and celebrating tomorrow. Amen.
Today, the Senate will begin a new tradition of having a military service veteran lead the Pledge of Allegiance for our Monday sessions. Today's veteran is Mr. Herb Cook. This Wednesday will be Herb's 60th anniversary of his induction into the U.S. Army, serving from 1951 to 1953. Herb was a bricklayer even before his military service and retired in 1996 after over 48 years as a bricklayer. He became a sergeant for the Senate Sergeant-at-Arms Office in 1999, and this is his 13th session of service to all of us here at the Senate. Herb and his wife, Dorothy, live in St. Paul and have 8 children. Herb, will you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. You're welcome.
Secretary will take the roll.
Senators Anderson, Bach, Benson, Berglund, Bonhoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Cohen, Dames, Daly, DeKreif, Dibble, Fischbach, Gazelka, Gerlach, Gimsey, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Harrington, Higgins, Hoffman, Howe, Ingebrigtsen, Jungbauer, Kielash, Koch, Cruz, Kubley, Langseth, Latz, Lilly, Limmer, Laurie, Magnus, Marnie, Metzen, Michelle, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Olson, Ortman, Pappas, Perry, Peterson, Pogemiller, Reinert, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Saxog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stumpf, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres, Ray, Vandeveer, Wieger, Wolf.
Quorum is present. Move to the second order of business, executive and official communications. Those are printed in your agenda on page 1 and 2. Fifth order of business, reports of committee. Senator Koch.
Madam President, I would move that the committee reports printed in the agenda be adopted.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Moving to the eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. Those bills are printed on today's Senate bill introductions, and they are referred as indicated. First reading. Under the ninth order of business, under motions and resolutions, there are 5 authors' motions printed in the agenda on page 3. We will adopt those as one motion. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. The Senate resolutions 37, 38, and 39 are referred to rules. Remaining under motions and resolutions, Senator Koch.
Thank you, Madam President. Remaining under orders of business of motions and resolutions, I move that the Senate take up the consent calendar.
On that motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. On the consent calendar, Senate File 139, Senator Lilly.
Madam President, last year the Senate, Senator Kielash did a lot of work on a bill that substantially reconciled Minnesota law with the EPA regulations and mandates regarding lead-based paint and abatement thereof in remodeling homes that were built prior to 1978. A significant effort in that reconciliation involved certification of remodelers in training on corrective mediation. Building inspectors must verify that the contractor has completed that training. The statute requires that remodelers who complete the certification process to register on that EPA website. The EPA website, however, is unclear and offers the option to opt in but does not require remodelers to do this. So 8,000 remodelers have completed the certification process, but only 2,000 of those have actually registered correctly on the website. The Builders Association of Minnesota has asked us for a six-month extension in the time period that is required to fill out this form correctly. And the concern with the February deadline is that crews will not be able to complete the work and that residents will not be able to receive the services thereof. So I ask for your support on this bill to extend that deadline so that we can have more people working on that remediation. Thank you.
Discussion on Senate File 139. Seeing none, Secretary will give the Senate File 139 its third reading.
Senate File Number 139, a bill for an act relating to residential construction, providing for lead poisoning prevention, modifying effective dates.
Secretary will take the roll. All those senators having voted who desire to vote, Secretary will close the roll. There being 63 ayes and no nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. Moving to announcements of Senate interest. Today's excuses. Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Senators Tomasoni, Scheid, and Kubley, and Sieben all day. Without objection. Announcements of Senate interest. Senator Koch.
Madam President, then I would now move that we adjourn until Wednesday, February 9th at 11:30. Members will come in, meet, and then head over to the House for the State of the State address. So move that we adjourn until Wednesday, February 9th at 11:30 a.m.
Senator Koch has moved to adjourn. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. We are adjourned.